Yo, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Mostly Low Budget Movie Reviews. I am your host, Clarence. Thank you for tuning in. In today's episode, I have the final big budget movie of the year, and it needs no introduction, but I'm going to give you one anyway. The Matrix Resurrections. Even if you were not a fan of the trilogy, I'm pretty sure everyone has heard of this one, or at least the original trilogy, or seen some part of it, or some kind of reference to it, heard the term bullet time. I mean, the original trilogy was visually groundbreaking. A lot of things you've seen, a lot of action movies today, borrowed heavily from that series. And not just the effects, but the way it was shot, and it just was dripping with its own original style. And it's been, 18 years since the last movie, Matrix Revolutions, came out. And the way that one ended, I really couldn't see a way back into doing another one. So when I heard they greenlit this one after all those years, I figured, man, they must have a really great story to tell. Well, they did have a story to tell, and then they kind of didn't. But before I get into that, let me give you a little taste of what's going on. Now, I can't do what I normally do, which is give you the whole setup. I usually give you like the first 10, 15 minutes of the movie, and then I get into it. But if I do that with this one, I will ruin everything for you. What I will say is that the movie opens up with us actually seeing the opening of the original Matrix, but from a different perspective with another interested party involved. Then we see Thomas, who we know as Neo, living like a regular life, much like he was in the original before he found out about the Matrix. And that's pretty much as I'm going to tell you. From there, we go down a very similar road as the original, with a bit of a spin, a bit of a twist on things. So, what did the critics think? Well, they came in at a 69% on the Rotten scale, with the audience at a 71%. So, they pretty much agree, which is, again, is pretty rare. But what did I think? Well, let me start with the positives. This just wasn't just a sequel. It was a reboot as well. Think about the new Candyman. They're similar in this way. So they reference the original trilogy a lot all throughout, explaining and deconstructing the mythology while adding a new spin and perspective on things. So it was very original how they get Neo and Trinity back into, you know, the game, the Matrix. And this is listed as a sci-fi action, but at its core, it's really a love story. It's actually kind of romantic. Love plays a pretty big part in the story, which was cool, which is actually a little bit of a change there from, you know, what the original was. I mean, the original did involve those elements, but this one leans heavily on it. Now, you do get some returning characters looking different and playing different roles. The nostalgia in this one is really strong. I mean, they actually splice scenes from the original and, you know, original trilogy throughout this movie while we are watching a similar scene play out a little bit differently. And a lot of the action scenes, a lot of those scenes are actually revisited and shot a little bit differently. We see it from a different angle or something of that nature. And that was kind of neat to see them update those same action scenes and put a little bit of a different spin on it. And that's where my negatives start. The nostalgia. I didn't expect them to lean so heavily on the original trilogy. I mean, leaning on it heavily. I mean, this is pretty much the original Matrix told with upgraded visuals from a little bit of a different perspective. As I stated, it was more about the relationship, which is fine. But that's not what they sold me on. The original Matrix was back with these very unique action sequences, and you were on the edge of your seat, and you were watching all this kung fu action and gunfights and all this stuff. And I'm sitting here thinking back, there wasn't one standout action sequence I can think about in this whole movie. Nothing that really pops to the forefront of my mind now that I'm sitting here just thinking about it. It was just a new coat of paint over some ideas that they did from the original. And those ideas were not updated, they just redid them. And I have to say, the original was better. I mean, they had the motorcycle chase in this one, the Morpheus Neo Dojo fight. They had a fight with a bunch of faceless cops in the lobby, etc. I mean, they had several scenes that were just, you know, borrowed from the original trilogy. There's nothing original here in these action sequences, not really. Other than, you know, the change in a focus to, like, a love story, the movie is pretty similar to the original Matrix. In fact, I think what would have been a cool idea and would have been a more interesting story to tell, the way they started out explaining the Matrix, which I can't get into here, but they should have continued with Neo living his life, running in the Trinity, and the complications of them continuing their relationship, and just made it into like a drama romance type movie. That would have been a new story to tell. Instead, they just gave us the same old story all over again. Let me put it like this. This is kind of going to sum it up pretty good. You hang a great family photo on the wall, and it just works perfectly with everything else in the room, the frame, the color scheme, everything is perfect. That's the original Matrix. Now, we're going to take that same photo, but this time we're going to take it out of that original frame. We're going to put a different frame, a more fancier, newer frame on it. We're thinking that it's going to look better. And instead of hanging in the living room, we said, no, we're going to put it in the dining room. Now, the picture's still the same, and the picture still looks good, but it just doesn't work in that room. The frame they put it in just doesn't work all the way. It just doesn't look as good as it did before. That's what Matrix Resurrections is. And I mean, I had such high hopes for this one, but I gotta be honest. I mean, I was rooting for it on the way home, driving home, trying to think about how I felt about it. But yeah, I just gotta give you guys my honest reaction to it. But I don't want to beat this one up too much. Let me bottom line this one for you. Did I enjoy it? Now, I know I beat it up quite a bit in my negatives, but yes, I still enjoyed it. I agree with everyone pretty much. I put this one right at a 70% on the Rotten scale. The opening and the way this was set up, there was so much potential there for them to do something different. I don't know if they got cold feet or just they said, hey, they like the original, so we should just give them more of the same. And that's fine if this were just a straight sequel. This is the fourth movie in the franchise. If they didn't have anything new to say, they really shouldn't have made this one. I mean, they didn't add anything new. In fact, let me go this far. I'm good. If this was just a one-off for some nostalgia, to revisit this universe and these characters, I'm fine with that. The way they ended it is, of course, it's open-ended for some kind of, you know, sequel situation. But there's no need to continue if they don't have anything new to really give us. There is an end credit scene here, which is a complete waste of time. Do not stay and watch the end credit scene. I really, really wish I would have got up and left. So, yeah, there's an end credit scene, but you can completely skip it if you don't need to stay and watch it. And I understand this is on HBO Max, so if you have the HBO Max thing, cool, watch it there. Unless you're a really huge fan, I can't tell you to run out and see this one right away at full price. With this one so close to Spider-Man, it just came out last week. And if you haven't seen that, I say go see that one. And if you've seen Spider-Man, I would probably say go see that one again. That's how good Spider-Man was. The Matrix can wait. It's going to be there. I mean, again, it's not a bad movie, and I'm a nerd for The Matrix. Everyone knows that I really like that series. I was a defender of that trilogy when it got real deep in the weeds with the, you know, the second one, Reloaded and Revolution. They got real deep into mythology and kind of went too far with it. And I always say, hey, it's not as bad as everybody says it is, but yeah, so I was really rooting for this, but I just gotta be honest. This was a nice little diversion. It wasn't a bad movie, but again, I would have rather just gone in the movie and seen the original all over again. But, yeah, this Matrix can definitely wait. At least this version of the Matrix can wait. With that being said, I'm going to close it out right here. If this is your first time, don't make it your last. This has been a Podbean production, mostly low-budget movie reviews with Clarence, up on all the streaming platforms now. Check out my TikTok, check out the Facebook, the Instagram, all of that good stuff. And I got a couple of days off coming up soon, so yeah, we're going to get into some more movies. I'm going to post all my links and all that good stuff. And again, thank you for tuning in. I appreciate you guys, and I will see you next time. Peace.